Welcome to the Blood Detection Pasta. Today, we're joined with Abby.
Oh, that was funny, I think.
We are also joined by Deontay.
See, that's cool, honestly. I think that's cool.
See, I think people would find that funny because it's not normal.
Yeah, I think we're feeling a little quirky today. Special, if you know what we're saying.
You mean like crackheads?
Yeah. Quirky and special, like a crackhead.
Yes.
Honestly, I just think it's like cool.
Kim Jong-un isn't dead.
Oh, you guys heard? There's more murder bugs now.
Oh yeah, more murder bees. As if your fear for bees wasn't enough.
Oh no, there's something worse that just spawned.
Oh.
Fucking gypsy moths.
What the fuck is that?
Gypsy moths.
Look it up. This shit just appeared. They can fucking destroy forests.
Forest?
Yeah, they can destroy forests. It's like a moth.
Okay, wait. I'm looking up a video
like
right now.
It sucks the life force out of trees and shit, and then it reproduces at a lightning fast rate.
Really?
Oh, yeah, man. I think it also fucks caterpillars or something. I don't remember.
Oops, wrong. What's it called?
Gypsy moth.
What the fuck?
Gypsy moths do not kill trees directly. They defilate them.
What the fuck? Dude. Man. When we joked about the new DLC.
Gosh, when that's some fucked up DLC. No, I feel like we fucking angered like an earth spirit.
Earth spirit.
That's like living somewhere.
No, dude. No, remember when we would be like, "Oh, when's the new DLC coming out?" And ever since then, the world's gone to shit.
Bro, what if like this is the human collective unconscious like getting its true power and just saying, "Yeah, man, fuck out everyone, man."
100% of the brain.
This is what happens you access more than 3.5% of you.
Yes.
Just 3% and a half. Doesn't even have to be your brain.
Of your penis.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
You know, people with erectile dysfunction, when they see someone with the heartbeat, man, I wish I had that, but to my penis. Did you guys like my joke? I think that was all for today.
Yes.
All right. Thank you for listening to the Bro Detection Hotline.
No, we're not done. Aliens exist or UFOs exist.
Obviously.
Oh, yeah. When they released it.
Okay. Okay. Obviously. Aliens exist, right? Obviously.
100%, yeah.
But do you guys think they would visit Earth?
The fuck would they want here? We're retarded.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Listen, man. Also, here's another thought. Who says aliens are more advanced than us, honestly? Like, they could be, like, equally as retarded.
It could literally just be a worm.
Yeah. They could be a worm, or they could be equally as retarded trying to, like, not fucking destroy
it's
their
a
own
smart
planet.
Worm.
Like, there's a lot of stuff and aspects here that we have to take in. Now, people have been seeing stuff that's like UFOs for fucking ever. But I mean, like, before they'd be like, oh, that's God. Like, everybody sees weird shit, weird lights come out of the sky and like, oh, that's a cool thing that I have thought of before. Like, maybe we just can't comprehend it. It's like fucking Cthulhu or something.
Like, when people think of aliens, we think of green, big-eyed, skinny motherfuckers.
I don't know why that's
a joke, but never mind.
I don't know why that's the one thing. Like,
and like aliens, like if aliens exist, who says they have eyes? Who says they have mouths?
That's terrifying.
Like, who
says it's not just some fucking bacterial life form that's sitting on the back of your asshole or something?
Exactly.
Yo, I think Deontay found his parasite.
Is he just gonna be quiet?
Yeah.
Say something.
I think he fucking died, man.
Whoops.
You guys ever heard of e-girls? I think they're cool. They're quirky.
Dude, the internet has been trolled enough.
Fuck Doja Cat.
Dude, Doja Cat fucked us all over.
I listened to that song more than once. I put that pain onto myself of listening to that shit song.
I never even heard it. But when the news broke that it hit number one, and then she literally goes, you all got played. I'm like, damn.
Crazy. I listened to that song one time to see what all the cool was about.
Was it
no,
cool?
It was really mediocre.
Is Deontay actually like... Okay. Yeah, I know how to make him speak.
Listen, you're going to have to edit this out. You know you... Is it worth it?
Yes.
Eric.
He said it. We're not racist, okay?
So, man. You don't know what you're getting yourself into.
I can't. No, should I? Should no. I really? No.
No. It's not worth it. Think about your future job interviews, Mikey. What are you going to say when they're like, so we found this thing from 2020 called the Bra Detection Hotline. And you'd be like, oh, fuck.
Oh, God damn it.
To make it even worse, we also found this thing called the Heckheads Podcast.
That doesn't exist. The Heckheads is Bra Detection now.
It's facts.
The good old days.
Everything used to be so simple.
I know. Then one man just had to eat one bat. Goddamn.
Bitch.
Yep, he fucking left.
So
cool. Okay, let's get to talk about some. In your opinion, which year of middle school was
Listen,
best
man,
for you?
All I know about seventh grade is Snake. That's all I remember.
Yeah.
Eighth grade, I remember a lot more. Also, it was funny year.
Monkey back. Oh, fuck.
Okay, guys. So
I'm going
to play that. I want to confirm that wasn't racist. He said his name is Monkey.
Yes. I am not racist. I have evidence that his username is that word.
We should edit that out. This is bad.
I am. I'm not going to risk myself as a racist. I'm not racist.
Listen, guys, we're not racist. I'm white. Shit. Oh, guys, you know the
case. Yeah, if anyone here is racist.
Okay. Okay, you've had time to cut. Okay, a little more time to get into it. Okay, everybody. So have you heard that the K-pop stans figured out that Joji is Filthy Frank and they're fucking fuming? They're fuming, bro. They're like, bro, he said the N-word with the hard ER in a song? Cancel him. This is disgusting. I can't.
Dude, honestly, people just find like any reason.
It's like being like, yo, Dwayne Johnson is The Rock. Cancel.
Cancel
is The Rock. Wait, he is?
Yeah. Wait, oh my God.
It's no way. Never knew. Oh. I don't.
Dude. Imagine. Just wait until they find out that in seventh grade, they teach you about sex.
They do?
They're gonna wait, lose. We do? Their
I haven't
shit,
gotten there yet. Sorry, I dodged that class.
I feel like that's the only thing that was like sort of exciting about seventh grade.
Sex.
Hey, no.
Wait, Deontay,
didn't I have something we need to talk about? Remember when what? I did a fucking heist to get into the school party?
Oh yeah, I remember. I know.
The wristband heist.
Wait, that was in eighth grade, right? Yeah, that was in eighth grade.
I thought that was this year.
Okay, I gotta go eat. You guys figure out something to talk about. When I get back, we'll talk about wristband heist.
Okay. Oh my God! I remember. Like, I remember.
That was like one of the best moments. My God.
Dude, that was a pogger moment.
And 100%. The fact that I was the only one that got away with it.
Oh my, dude. When people found out that you were like trying to do it and they decided to do it as well, they couldn't do it. No one was able to do it.
This story will be continued when I get back. I need to eat.
Okay, Deontay, it's just me and you today.
Yo,
I
screamed earlier.
For the amount of time.
I swear to God. Wait, what?
What? What's happening?
I screamed earlier because the devil has walked into my room and I got scared.
Oh. We thought you'd done it. Anyways, what do you want to talk about? The devil? Are you calling me the devil? Who's that?
Not tell you not to.
And he's dead again. It's pretty lit. Is this going to be a one-man podcast? Wait, okay. Well, until both one of them gets back, I'm just going to be reading what's trending on Twitter. Yeah, that's right. I use Twitter because I have no brain. We're going to see what's – yep, there he goes. We're going to see what's we're going to see what's trending on Twitter. Yeah, so there's nothing trending on Twitter that's talkable. All right. No. Oh, he's back.
My phone kept turning off.
Oh, thank God. I thought I was about to start reading what's trending on Twitter.
Do it.
No, that's why I was hoping you returned. Let's talk about. Ooh. No. You fucking drug addict.
I know.
Jeez. I told you to stop doing acid.
But it's fun. I get a taste
okay.
Colors.
Okay, here. I have something to talk about. Obviously, as the future comes closer.
What are you, a philosopher?
Shut up. Listen! Obviously, as we get closer to the future or whatever, there's going to be robots, like human
there
robots, right?
There is one. It's Elon Musk's kid.
Just because his name is a password doesn't mean the kid is a robot. He's still a kid.
He's in like sixth grade and he's going to already have like his own company.
He probably already has like Tesla passed down. Anyways, but so as we get closer to the future and like robots or androids or whatever, like humanoid androids become like an actual thing, do you think that, okay, so obviously in movies when they try to like tackle the situation, do you actually think that robots would ever be able to like come up with their own like emotions and feelings.
Well, maybe. Like, depends on how far it is in the future.
But I, like, obviously, we see it everywhere in like movies and games and shit. But it just doesn't seem like, obviously there is a possibility, but it just doesn't seem like.
I feel like it would just be like a glitch, and they'd be acting like they had feelings, but they don't.
I mean, yeah, but then that's them thinking. Like, how would they, bruh? If you really think about it. Okay, here, what about this? Do you think that robots or androids would be a good thing or a bad thing?
Good and bad. Good because, well, I feel like it would just help a lot for some reasons, but also bad because, like, if they do get a conscience and they do decide to, like, turn on us, bullets aren't really going to hurt them that much.
Yeah, and, like, obviously, once a robot has, like, emotions and a conscience, and it's a robot, it should, like, you would think that it would, like, know everything. Like, it would know everything on the internet or whatever.
Yeah.
So obviously the robot would, like, plan, and, like, let's say that the only way to destroy them is, like,
water.
With, like, shutting. I was gonna say, like, a power shutter off thing. Like, you can shut them off.
It's like, Dr. Doofenshmirtz, the self-destruct button.
Exactly, exactly. And so, like, the robot, like, knows that. So, it would, like, go to the generator or whatever and, like, prevent it from, fucking the thing you just said. You literally just said it. It starts with
Dr.
the D.
Doofenshmirtz, like, self-destruct button.
That one. Self-destruct button.
Yeah.
So, like, you would think that, like, it would be, like, it looks like the obvious route for that thing to do.
But would it?
That's the thing, though. Like, okay, if in the future there's androids that are literally like human beings and have a conscience, do you think that we should give them access to like to know everything like in the internet?
Nah, just how to commit war crimes.
Only that.
Only that.
Not how to walk or anything. Just how to.
Yeah, build. just how to commit war crimes. Okay,
it's like. The robot like gains consciousness, but it forgets how to walk. Dude, that would be a smart thing, wouldn't it?
Just have it plugged in, like have it have like a plug-in source, and once it's disconnected,
like a Roomba.
Like a Roomba.
That's what they're called, right? Roombas.
Like the little disc things that clean up
vacuum.
Yeah,
the vacuum.
They're called Roombas.
I want to kick one. Think about it. We're not that advanced in tech. Well, obviously, we are advanced in technology, but it's a vacuum. I can kick it and it won't do shit to me. Like, obviously, if we were in the future and the fucking thing sense a danger presence and it just unleashes fucking nuclear war crime or like nuclear weapons on me once I kick it,
it's done.
It's like I kick it. It's like it has like a built-in nuke on, like, and like with a stretchy arm, and it comes out, and it's just like hanging. It's hanging right over my head. Is like, do it again, do it again, motherfucker. Don't drop it. But yeah, so I mean, okay, is everything still good? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought something went goof, but okay. Obviously, robots. Or androids, or whatever they could be called,
are can fake.
Can be seen as a good thing, because that would mean that would mean
yes, exactly.
Yes. That would mean that we don't have to send human beings to like war and shit.
Yeah, but then would war really never stop? Because at that point, it's just like there's no life.
Well, obviously, the countries with more like economic power and shit and like advanced in technology would have robots. And so, like, places like, I'm not going to say the name just in case I'm being like hunted or something, but I'll switch up the name.
In North Korea. Like,
places like Iran could like not be advanced in that place, so they still have to use actual people.
So, like, say if like America had robot soldiers like Terminators, we would
yeah, we would obviously kill them.
Yeah,
obviously. Well, because yeah, like you said, how because bullets wouldn't really affect them as much unless they're built in a certain way.
And you'd have to use like RPGs, but then at that point, I feel like you'd run. Well, no, for a Terminator, even an RPG wouldn't hurt it.
Well, I think if like a company is building like a robot or something, I think they're gonna like give it at like somewhere where if like you like shoot it or something, it will like shut down. Sort of like a heart, but not a heart.
Yeah, the Terminator has that, but it's like deep inside where you have to rip it open.
Yeah, something like that. So like I think that's the best thing, because obviously if something does happen, people don't want like crazy rogue robots going around and you can't kill it or something.
Yeah, that'd be just guillotine it.
Just imagine like you're going at war and all of us, okay, like all of a sudden you're just running for your life and behind you is like a robotic canine.
Oh no,
dude. Could you imagine how scary that would be?
Because that thing, oh my god, that's terrifying.
How I know.
Fast it could run.
It'd be incredibly scary. Because, like, you can't do anything.
It's like, just reminds me of that. It just reminds me of that one Transformer.
I'm not a nerd, so I don't watch Transformers.
Dude, I haven't watched the movies in a year. That's like one of the only ones I remember.
Listen, man. Some movies, I'm not saying all of them, but some movies, just they put out too much, man.
Yeah.
Like Star Wars, and I never like really watched it, but like I never got into it, but like you could tell that when Disney bought it or whatever, they like wanted to continue making movies. Or like with Transformers, or what are the other movies? I don't I was literally after saying that so many movies and I don't know any other movies. Like
Megamind. Wait, that was one.
Yeah, that was only one. I mean, some people can say the same for Marvel movies. But they do it good.
Yeah.
They do good movies. Some good movies.
Yeah, because they have stuff that connects it and it's not just random thing happens.
Yeah, and it's... And like, one of the things I hate like about Transformer movies is that sometimes it's like when they're fighting or whatever, it's literally just like all black and gray and you can't see anything.
Yeah.
And like, it's not... It's like Marvel does that, but it doesn't like repeatedly do it. That's why, in my opinion,
am I back in time?
No,
no, we're about to end it right now.
The disappointment in this.
that sigh just tells everything. No, I was about to say why I think Infinity War is better than
Endgame. Okay, go ahead, explain.
I was gonna say, because fuck. No, I like Infinity War because it it like had like
funny.
Yes. I just didn't see like obviously Endgame wasn't all completely dark and gray in that color scheme, but it at the end with like the whole huge fucking Thanos battle of Endgame, it was like that. And like you didn't really see that in Infinity War. And I just like Infinity War more like just cuz like how it ended. Cuz you'd never like really see the heroes lose.
I'm so sick of Marvel at this point.
Why?
Bro, it's just gotten fucking boring.
Because there hasn't been anything.
Yeah, first of all, there hasn't been anything, and I feel like Endgame was kind of... I feel like Endgame killed it. I don't want to see Avengers anymore.
I think... Okay. Far From Home was good, right?
But that's fucking Spider-Man.
Yeah. Great. Motherfucker. Deontay left. Okay. You want to tell the bracelet all story? Right,
so... it was the... it was the spring of... Fuck, was it 2019 or 2020? Shit. It was the spring of 2019, I think. Yeah, it was. Fuck, are you still on podcast? Where the fuck is everyone? Oh.
Dude, I'm gonna start crying if it keeps doing this.
Ah, Deontay's back. Impressive. That's a nice cock you got coming. That's a nice cock. Oh! That's a huge cock you got there. Okay.
Thick, but not too flaccid.
Thick, but not too flaccid. Perfect length. Yep. I'd say that's a pretty nice cock.
I'd rate it.
8.5 out of 10. Good job, kiddo. So, back...
I'm taking piss.
Back to the story.
Okay, what was going on?
It was spring of 2019.
Was it 2019?
Continuing. It was the spring of 2019, and...
It was spring of 2019.
And it was the spring of 2019.
Was it the spring of 2019?
I think so.
No way it was the spring of 2019.
Wait, so you're telling me it was the spring of 2019?
It was the spring of 2019.
It couldn't have been the spring of 2019.
It was the spring of 2019.
It was the spring of 2019.
No,
that's wild.
We need to call this. We need to call this whole thing spring of 2019.
You're telling me we should call this whole podcast the spring of 2019,
even though only a section's going to be part of it.
The spring of 2019.
Spring of 2019.
Okay, continue. So,
It was the spring of 2019,
right?
Deontay, I'm going to start saying the N-word so many times. You said I could say it, but I'm going to piss off a lot of people. What the fuck?
So, as I was saying, there was this cock, right? Thick, but not too flaccid. Let's get to the point here. So.
I think you're telling the wrong story.
So, anyway.
What was the...
There's a
nice 90 degree angle.
Yeah, it had a nice 80 degree angle.
Fuck is happening?
It was a nice cock.
Okay. I know where this is going, okay? Basically, there was a dance at our school.
It was the spring of 2019.
Deontay, I know where you live. I have your address.
Okay? I'm going to come there and whisper the word into your ear, Deontay. This is a racial threat.
basically, there was a dance at our school, and Jesse couldn't wait.
I wasn't invited because I didn't have good enough grades.
Well, yeah, you weren't invited because you didn't have good enough grades. And
so, Bus started the wristband heist.
Oh, yeah. Yes, okay, I remember now.
The wristband heist. Basically, you needed a wristband to get into this party, right?
And it was a specific yellow color, so it wasn't just, like, any random yellow. The school gave out, like, these golden slips.
For being a good boy, which I, of course, was. Two of them.
And you, like, tried your best to like, find all the, like, right things and tape.
And I did.
And you did. And, dude, you also stole someone's name tag.
I found and stole someone's name because you needed both a wristband and a nameplate to get in. Now, it was actually a female's name thing, which was an issue.
It was.
But it was
No,
Jesse.
It wasn't. It wasn't. It had no correlation to my name whatsoever.
Like, at all.
What?
At all. Your guys' name
didn't match up at one fucking bit. And I was like, okay, let's work with what we got. So, I put on that wristband, right? It's a fake wristband made from this yellow slip. It looks very real compared to the other ones.
And the thing was, like, the original wristbands, they had, like, some, like, little barcode or something. And they had something, like, with black lines. And I think you, like, perfectly hid yours under. So, like, it looks like it was upside down. So they couldn't see it. And then you literally just handed them the name tag.
And I made sure not to let them look at the name. And, of course, do you want to know what they did? They didn't look at the name. They folded the name tag. And they... just let me in. I was like, I win.
But there was a huge risk in it all.
Our
vice
principal.
Because when people started finding out that you were like trying to make a fake one,
they started doing it too.
So many other people tried to do it too.
Now here's the story of how I was the only one that didn't get caught. The first hour of this passes, right? And the kids start going back to their classes. There's patrols around making sure nobody leaves or enters the party. I send out a distraction team.
Because this is what you had to do. Because the party started seventh period. So the last 2 hours of the day, that's when the party started. And Jesse had to go get – he had to leave his backpack because you couldn't take the backpack in his seventh period class.
And I had to escape.
Once the seventh –
so here's what I did. I put on a hoodie. I put on my glasses, which I never wear despite having terrible vision. And then I fucking dip over to – I fucking dip all the way over to that class, right? And I dodge our vice principal and multiple duty guards on the way. And there's somebody coming out of that class and then go to the party. I'm like, yo, please grab my backpack for me. Please. Please. And they're like, no. I'm like, dude, come on. And they're like, no. So I take it upon myself. I grab my backpack saying, it's so cold, I need my hoodie. The teacher's like, what? Well, why can't you just take out the hood? By the time that I grab my backpack and they finish saying the sentence, I was gone. No questions raised. And then I had to get back. I crumpled up my fucking yellow band thing, put it in my pocket. Mr. Berger asks, okay, why isn't anyone at the party? And I'm like, I don't know. And he's like, did anyone here come from the party? And I'm like, no, sir. And he's like, okay. No. And then he comes around that entire period questioning people on why we weren't able to be in the party. He was like, Jesse, let me see your grades. I'm like, okay. I pull them up. They're straight A's. He's like, why aren't you in the party? I'm like, I had F's. He's like, oh. What do you – okay, whatever. And he leaves me alone. So I spent the rest of that period making something on Scratch. I'm pretty sure it was World of the Artifact.
I remember that.
World of the Artifact was a fucking god-tier game.
And yeah, it was. You had to leave the party because – all the teachers had list of who was allowed to go
security.
In.
Security. Now everybody else got caught because they tried to stay, and anyone that tried to escape that period ended up getting fucked.
That's a name.
Whoops. Just edit out that name. Didn't Mr. You Vice fucked. Principal Man? come around asking to see everybody's wristband, and he would like inspect them closely because he knew some people got in that weren't supposed to. Are you guys here?
Maybe.
Yes.
Okay, that happened, did it not?
It did happen.
What? Were you even at the party?
Yes.
Yeah, you had good grades. You always have good grades. Mm-hmm. You're a nerd.
Fucking nerd. That was a huge pogger moment because not only were you able to sneak in, but you were also able to sneak out without getting in trouble.
My fucking distraction team are the real ones.
What did they do? What did they do to distract?
Well, I dipped
because
into
once
the
you left, I
and they went and grabbed the fucking guard team and were like and started up striking small talk with them. And I just got to walk around
because once you left, because you left like when most of us were in the lunchroom, and you left, and I didn't know what else happened. I do remember one of our other friends, he snuck in. I'm pretty sure he snuck in. And he, like, his last period was PE.
Oh, yeah, he got a free pass.
So what he did was, he went to grab his backpack, went to the PE field or whatever, and threw it on the, like, on the cement, and they let him go. And, like, he left and came back, so. Out of you two, he was able to stay for the whole thing.
Yes.
The party was pretty boring as well.
It was mad fucking boring.
Because, like,
it was only
they had
fun,
peaks and shit.
When I snuck in, because I remember going there the second time when I didn't sneak in. Do you know how suspicious of me they were? The second time they were like,
oh,
let me
see
your wristband. Let me see your name tag. Let me read that name tag.
They had a whole chart of who was allowed in as well.
Bro, they kept on fucking checking me. Anyway, it fucking sucked. It was really boring.
Oh yeah, because one of our seventh grade teacher, she was like at the front checking who was going in. And you were like, I don't know if it was the day you snuck in or the other time, but she was there and like, because she remembered you, obviously. So, like, she tried, like, kept checking you and everything.
Yeah.
You know who
I'm
talking about, right?
The English one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was, dude, I was so scared the first time because it was like, okay, if I don't know the teacher, then it's game end. I win.
It's easy.
I go there and I realize, oh, shit, I know the teacher.
And then, like, you try to avoid, like, going into, because they had two stations. So, like, two teachers would stand one would stand on one table and the other would stand on the other. And so there was basically two lines. So you had, you like tried your best to go into the other one.
No.
Did he just die?
I think he just died. Oh, he's here.
I am the cum man.
The cum beast.
I am the beast.
Well, let's talk about something else. What do you guys think? Obviously, there's probably going to be someone at our school that shows this podcast to one like a teacher or something. What do you think their reaction
is? Wow, what a cool podcast. I should follow them on Spotify and all other platforms.
Apple Podcasts and anywhere else you can hear podcasts.
No, I think we'd get suspended. Yeah.
Really? I mean, not to get political or anything, but that's kind of abusing our First Amendment.
Yeah, we don't have
rights here.
Right? I'm not 18.
Oh, fuck. But, like, what would the reason
be? Word online. A political opinion online. Having a black friend.
Having opinion.
Shit talking the schools.
I don't think we
would
get suspended.
What do you think
would happen? I think they would just tell us to stop.
Would we stop? I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't.
I would like to thank our new followers from Blank City High School. We don't even live in a city.
Like, what bad are we doing? We're literally just talking. Yeah, we say a few fucking curse words here and fucking there, but
that's part of fucking life.
We're teenagers.
Yeah, I'm a big boy. I can fucking curse if I want to.
It's like in the background, your mom just comes in and goes, "Jesse, sweetie, it's past your bedtime."
What? Okay.
Perfect.
I timed that. Then my mom's actually like outside right now or something.
Dude. Wonder what we haven't talked about like at all, what? Not even on the Heckheads podcast. Deontay's birthday party and the time me and Jesse
the
went to the bowling alley.
Dude, that's what we should do as soon as quarantine's over. We can go bowling.
Yes. No, wait, no, I don't trust you, dude. I don't fucking Deontay, you have no what? Idea how much like trouble he's gonna get himself into, Deontay. Okay, times. Here. Want to know what this motherfucker does? Want to know what he fucking does? He goes. No, he grabs the bowling ball. He turns around. And goes, "Hey, Mikey, look!" And he like chucks the bowling ball. What? He doesn't roll it. He doesn't do anything. He full on chucks it.
Why?
And it makes this super loud noise that could have gotten us kicked out. And my mom was there.
That wasn't the worst.
My mom was there, like, to watch over
us. Kicked out. Let me tell you the worst that almost got us kicked out.
Snuck drugs.
What?
When I did 3 bowling balls.
Oh, my God, yes! I don't think it was even 3. I think he did 4. He would, like, he had, like, and dude, he wanted to peer pressure me into doing it as well.
He almost, dude, We got like 5 balls going at once. It was fucking insane.
That's
Oh my God, Deontay, you dirty.
Deontay, you impure fool. You scum.
But yeah, I don't trust him at a bowling alley, man.
I think I'm cool.
I trust him because he hasn't gotten in trouble yet.
Oh my God, and Deontay, you know how like they have the little, like the tiniest arcade place there as well? Dude, we put in so many coins, and he got so mad, he started banging on the fucking screen.
Why whenever we go to, like, a arcade place, he happens to break at least one?
Yo!
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God, I actually do.
We go to Boomer's for his 15th birthday party, and we're literally about to leave. We're just like trying to get as many tickets as we can. There's this one game where you have to throw like balls and like tap on the fucking like little pads they have there. And Jesse. Yeah, he literally like climbed onto the machine and started punching them like as if he was doing a Chris Brown or something. And there was one where he hit it and like he grabbed it or whatever and the thing came off. Like the little pad came off. And we grabbed our tickets and ran. We grabbed our tickets, went to like go like check them out. And
you know, I feel like I'm gonna go back to Boomers and they're gonna be like, I recognize you. You're the one on the footage.
In the footage.
And they pull out a gun.
Once we were leaving by the front entrance, and that's where the game he broke was. And we're passing by, and we all go, "Hey, somebody broke that machine! Yeah, what a wacko, huh?"
Much of a dick. Why would you break that machine?
Did we like actually like physically like run?
Yes, we did.
Like after we like got out.
We did. Oh.
I feel like that happened. Like we got out the front door, and then we just ran to your car.
That is what happened.
God, we can't take you anywhere, literally. You somehow always get in trouble.
No, he doesn't get in trouble. He does something and then he gets away with it.
Oh my God. Yeah, he does. No, at the bowling alley, he didn't get away with throwing like five of them onto that. Yeah, the guy literally. Well, no, you didn't get away from it. The guy came up to you and said, "Don't do it."
Yeah, but I got away with it.
Don't do it.
I'm pretty sure he comes up to us as you were about to throw like three more.
I can imagine that.
You didn't get kicked out, but you did get like told about it. Is everyone just dead?
Oh, I had a stroke. I think Jesse's dead.
Sounding like it.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. What else? What did we do anything bad at your birthday party, no. Deontay?
As far as I can remember.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we didn't. Jesse, did you do anything illegal when we went to Deontay's party?
Oh, cool. I like
you
how
did?
He goes, yes.
I had the cops call to me recently.
What did you do?
Me recently.
Huh?
Yeah.
Wait. Okay, tell us.
Yeah, I ran away.
Deadass? Why? What did you do?
Okay, well, like, wasn't that severe of a crime?
It was just genocide.
I just murdered the entire family. That's all.
I screamed. I was outside, and I was like, I was talking to someone. And I screamed really loud, repeatedly. And then the neighbor, like, I see them look out their window, and like 3 seconds later, I hear fucking sirens. So I dip into like this like wash thing.
Oh, one of the okay.
This is a place I know well for reasons that I can't say on podcast. For I have done far more illegal things than that wash.
Okay, well.
Like, funny. I think I would actually not prefer not, like, giving the cops any reason to come after me. Like, I'm going to end up questioned. Like, I've messed with the cops way too much. I'm going to get shot. Like, I can't be playing around just because I'm white.
Well, no, you'll get away for it because you're white.
They'll still shoot me in the heat of the moment.
They'll see shadows. He'll be in the shadows. And they'll go, ah!
It depends. If it's night,
I might look like an afro, they might just kill me. And they're going to turn me around and be like, no, we killed a white dude?
Oh, shit. Quick, call the on over.
Say he murdered him.
It's like they shoot you. They call Deontay over. They give him the gun, and they go, black man with the gun. Boom!
Thank God we avenged that white man.
I'm not racist.
So brutally killed by that evil black man.
So brutally killed.
Shot 42 times.
I almost got arrested once and being
dead
ass.
Tell your story of it. I've had multiple run-ins with the cops. I also had cops come to my house one time.
So basically, it was literally like, I think it was the day after Christmas. Me and my mom were in LA, and our truck broke down. So we went to one of her cousin's house, and he's a mechanic, and he took it to a shop, right? And basically, the problem with the truck was it kept, like, if you stopped for a certain amount of time, it would like shut down immediately.
It's like so sleep mode for a car.
This motherfucker.
I said it's like sleep mode, but for a car.
Yeah, and I kid you not, this motherfucker kept like running stop signs and shit. And we get pulled over, and literally what happens is, like, they don't come up to, like, our door, right? They literally say, driver, get out of the vehicle with your hands on, like, up or something. And I didn't hear that he, like, just said driver. So I also got out, and he's like, no, you get in. I'm like, okay. And then he says, passenger, get out. And I'm like, okay. Put your hands behind your back. I'm like, okay. And then he goes, why are you driving? Oh, I'm passing all these stop signs. And he says this reason. He's like, okay, don't do it. And I was literally recording audio just in case I got
you
shot.
Have the
right
audio
there.
Of it?
No, I think I deleted it because literally nothing happened. If I got shot, obviously nothing is going to happen to it. But that's literally all that happened. I got told to put my hands behind my back, and they didn't handcuff me or anything. They just told us to put our hands behind our back.
You have hands?
Do you have to get the fuck out of the podcast, Deontay?
I like how
get
me,
the fuck out of the podcast.
I like how me. Jesse, I like how you and me are the only ones that have like been confronted
Deontay
by cops, except Deontay.
Cops, despite being the one that cops want to confront. I mean, here's the thing: I usually get away from the cops. Like,
they catch up to you and they go, "Hi, sir. Have you seen a white man running around?" Then they go, "No, I think he went that way," and like they don't even suspect
I'm
it was you
I'm
at all.
I'm pretty sure, I don't remember, but I'm pretty sure a cop has asked me like a long time ago, like when I was a little kid, if they had seen me around. And I was like, no, I've actually never heard of this guy. I don't remember if it was like a Sounds cop or a security guard.
Seemed like a...
But like, I was out like really late at night and I... Not really late, but it was like midnight and I was like young. And they wanted me to like go to the adoption center or something.
I was locked out of a Dave and Buster's once.
Locked out or locked in?
Locked. Well, they didn't allow me to go in.
Figure.
No, because we didn't come in with an adult, which is so stupid.
Wait, what? It's Dave and Buster's.
I know. I was with a friend, and his parents dropped us off at Dave and Buster's. We walk in, like, go up to the fucking cashier register, whatever the fuck they're called, and they go, is there an adult in here with you? And we go, no. We go, no. And then they go, oh, I'm sorry, you're not allowed in. And for, like, 2 hours, we were out there waiting for his parents to come back. We were literally just out
Sorry,
there
I
in the sun.
In.
It's stupid, man. Like, it's an arcade. Like, who cares if there's an adult with me?
If we took Jesse to Dave and Buster's, he'd break something.
That's what we should do.
Yep. I
should break something at Dave and Buster's. I just had an idea for like our best podcast ever. We should do a live podcast that's not actually live, but while we're doing something.
So a vlog.
That'd be a good idea, but you can't imagine.
Oh, like, it doesn't matter.
You wouldn't be able to hear anything.
Microphone.
Well, we're not all as privileged as you. Deontay's probably like Deontay, more money not me. Than me.
No.
He goes.
Oh, no, I said no.
Deontay, you have
yeah, I know.
A numero of money.
I know so you did.
Silence. Also, your parents aren't divorced, so.
Also, you have parents.
Nope, not laughing at that one.
Wait, Jesse, didn't we have a YouTube channel?
I don't want to remember.
I don't want to remember.
There's a lot of things in this.
I'm going to launch that.
There's a lot of things in this world that I don't really want to remember.
That is...
If we want to do that, like, that Dave and Buster's... Is that what it's called? I literally just... it's Dave and Buster's. I don't know why I just forgot. If we do want to do that Dave and Buster's mini vlog, like Deontay said and you said, we gotta have a YouTube channel for that.
Well, thank you all for listening to the Bruh Detection Hotline.
No, I got this.
This has been Jesse and Deontay.
No, habla español.
And he is in the bed. Okay. I beat your wife.
Also, any racist statements that were said in this podcast are jokes. We are not racist. Please.
No, I'm leaving them. I'm just saying we're not racist. That's why I'm saying that.
Everything makes it right.
Yes. Anyways, thank you to Anchor. Download Anchor.
I hate it here. I'm officially
share podcast.
No.
Goodbye.